Hey folks, welcome back to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you for joining me again. Hot off the heels of that huge, huge, huge CM Punk debut that blew the roof off the United Center last night on AEW Rampage. Reports are coming out. AEW not slowing down. As we know, Bryan Danielson is expected to sign with them as well. He's expected to make his debut when AEW Dynamite hits New York, Queens, New York, at the Arthur Ashe Stadium, I believe in September, from the reports I've been reading. And again, they're not slowing down. Reports coming out now that Bray Wyatt is expected to sign with AEW. My goodness, AEW is without a doubt the hottest promotion right now in professional wrestling. This is SE Scoops reporting. It says Bryan Danielson and CM Punk are not the only ex-WWE stars expected in AEW in the near future, as Bray Wyatt is headed to the promotion. Since during the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer reported Bray Wyatt is expected to sign with the company. The former WWE star is still under a non-compete, so he can't legally sign anything with AEW, but the belief is that he's headed there soon. Wow. Just wow. AEW, I mean, the WWE releasing these, well, CM Punk wasn't released. He's been out of wrestling for 7 years, and and just talking about Bray Wyatt, just releasing Bray Wyatt, just a top star in professional wrestling. And now AEW is going to swoop in and sign him. I mean, they are just making, they're just doing the right thing, man. I mean, that debut from CM Punk last night, I want to talk about it again. It was one of the best things I've seen in professional wrestling in a long time. I mean, I've watched that clip over and over again. It was just so fantastic. Tony Khan is just incredible at what he does. He's getting the job done. He's making things exciting for the AEW fans, for the professional wrestling fans. And now Bray Wyatt expected to sign with AEW once his non-compete is up. And with Bray Wyatt, you could only imagine following Bray Wyatt would probably be Braun Strowman as well. Maybe they could reunite. Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman could reunite as a team, as a faction. Maybe they could bring in Bray Wyatt's brother. I think it was Bo Dallas was his name. His name escapes me at the moment. I'm sorry, but maybe they could bring in his brother as well as part of the faction. But Bray Wyatt's on his way to AEW. And I know a lot of people are thinking, wow, they're signing CM Punk, an older CM Punk. They're signing in an older Daniel Bryan. They just brought in Mark Henry. They brought in Christian Cage. Now they're bringing in the older Bray Wyatt. So you say, oh, they're bringing in all these old stars, but not so fast, because they're also bringing in the younger stars as well. Daniel Garcia. He's 22 years old, in my opinion, one of the best young professional wrestlers right now in the world of professional wrestling. I've watched him many times up here in Canada, watched him in Smash Wrestling. I've watched his career take off. Excellent, excellent, excellent talent. Daniel Garcia was just in the main event last night on AEW Rampage against Jon Moxley. Report coming out, Daniel Garcia is under agreement with All Elite Wrestling. Tony Khan praises his work. WrestleZone saying fans should expect to see a lot more of Daniel Garcia in an AEW ring. Buffalo-based wrestler Daniel Garcia, who main evented Friday's episode again of AEW Rampage against Jon Moxley, is under an agreement with AEW. John Alba asked about the status of Garcia. Spectrum Sports John Alba asked about the status of Garcia during a post-show media call, and Tony Khan confirmed Garcia had an agreement before praising his recent work with the company. This is a quote from Tony Khan. Daniel Garcia is doing awesome. He's done tremendous work for us, and he's been involved in some really important matches, really important matches. It's been great to have a fresh young heel who could come in and immediately get thrown into the fire and succeed and really come through for us in these situations. That's, again, a quote from Tony Khan. Daniel Garcia, absolutely one of the best young wrestlers right now. He's going to be an absolute superstar. I wanted Impact Wrestling to try and sign him about a year ago, but of course that didn't happen. Daniel Scarcio just was on New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, but he's under agreement right now with All Elite Wrestling, and that's very smart. They should definitely sign him to a contract, lock him up. He's going to be an absolute superstar. So they're not just bringing in the older wrestlers, they're also bringing in the young stars. So like the CM Punk that they bring in, he can mentor Daniel Garcia, who they also Daniel Bryan coming in. He can mentor someone like Daniel Garcia or someone younger on the roster. So not just bringing in a good mix. Tony Khan doing the right thing. And if you're a professional wrestling fan, especially an All Elite Wrestling fan, it's time to get very, very, very excited, because WWE is losing their stranglehold on the top spot in professional wrestling. And I think AEW will be the number one promotion. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but I think eventually we're going to see more people tuning into AEW than we will see tuning into WWE Raw or SmackDown. That's my prediction. Again, it's not going to happen overnight. It could take about a year. It could take 2 years. But I think eventually we're going to see that. Tony Khan is just doing a tremendous job. Doing a tremendous job with All Elite Wrestling. But bottom line, Bray Wyatt expected to sign with AEW and Daniel Garcia. I would be very shocked if we don't see in the next 2 or 3 weeks that Daniel Garcia is All Elite, and they put they tweet out with him on the graphic that Daniel Garcia is All Elite, because man, if anyone deserves it right now, if any good young wrestler deserves it right now, it's definitely Daniel Garcia, because he's really, as I said, one of the top young stars right now in professional wrestling. Done great work up here in Canada. I've been a fan of his for a while, and I'd be very surprised if we don't see in the next 2 or 3 weeks that Daniel Garcia is in fact All Elite. On that note, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to me. I'm Lewis Carlin. I'll probably be back a little later today. I'm staying up late. Why not? Saturday, you know, don't need to go to sleep early. So maybe back a little later today, later tonight with some more news. Maybe if I have something else on my mind to discuss. But until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. And stay safe as always. Bye-bye.